Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading, we see the prophet Isaiah saying that God will give us a great sign, that there will be a sign. And the sign is that the virgin will conceive and bear a son. And we see this sign fulfilled in today's gospel. Our Lady, the Virgin, conceives and bears a son, and his name is Emmanuel, that is, God is with us. This is the same sign that St. John saw in his vision in the book of Revelation. The great sign appeared in the sky, woman clothed with the sun. This is the same woman. And it reminds me of Pope Paul VI, Venerable Paul VI's apostolic exhortation called Signum Magnum, the great sign, in which he mentions Our Lady's intercessory role and also her role for all of us as an example. He mentions how she is Mother of the Church and that we have certain duties towards her as Mother of the Church. This was written on the 50th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th, 1967. He says, "We wish to call the attention of all sons of the Church once more to the indissoluble link between the spiritual motherhood of Mary, so amply illustrated in the Council's dogmatic constitution on the Church, and the duties of redeemed men toward her, the Mother of the Church." Okay, so Our Lady is our spiritual mother, Mother of the Church, and because of that, we have certain duties toward her. And what are those? He says, "Before such splendor of virtue," the virtue of Our Lady, "the first duty of all those who recognize in the Mother of Christ, the model of the Church, is to unite themselves to her in giving thanks to the Most High for working great things in Mary for the benefit of all mankind. But this is not enough. It is also the duty of all the faithful to pay as tribute to the most faithful handmaid of the Lord a veneration of praise, of gratitude, and of love, because by a wise and mild divine provision, her free consent and her generous cooperation in the designs of God had, and still have, a great influence in the attainment of human salvation. Therefore, every Christian must make St. Anselm's prayer his own. O glorious Lady, grant that through you we may deserve to ascend to Jesus, your Son, who through you deigned to descend among us." Okay, so there he mentions the first duty is that we unite ourselves with Our Lady in praising God for the great things worked in her. And we do. Especially in evening prayer, when we sing the Magnificat, all right, we sing that with Our Lady for the great things worked in her. But we need to also direct our veneration of praise to Our Lady herself, okay, who is worthy of our praise for all of the generous cooperation and free consent that she gave to the great works that God did in her. He continues, "It is therefore the duty of all Christians also to imitate in a reverent spirit the examples of goodness left to them by their Heavenly Mother. Let the faithful remember that true devotion consists neither in fruitless and passing emotion, nor in a certain vain credulity. Rather, it proceeds from true faith, by which we are led to know the excellence of the Mother of God, and are moved to a filial love toward our mother and to the imitation of her virtues." All right? So there's another duty that we have, is to imitate Our Lady's virtues, praising God for Our Lady, praising Our Lady for her cooperation with God, imitating Our Lady's virtues, especially her obedience. "She, in fact, among the human beings, offered the most shining example and the closest to us of that perfect obedience whereby we lovingly and readily conform with the will of the Eternal Father. And this is actually what is stated in the prayer, the collect of today's Mass, is that we follow Our Lady's example of obedience to the will of the Father. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.